In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Father Joseph today, and we're going to talk about ministry. And I'm looking at the 11th chapter of St. John, and the scripture says, "When Jesus said this, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come out!' The dead man came out with his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to the people around him, 'Unbind him and let him go.'" That's what ministry is about. Unbinding people in the power of the Holy Spirit. Unbind him and let him go. Jesus did not unbind the person of Lazarus. He said to the people around him who had come to the grave, "Unbind him and let him go." We need to unbind people because people are bound by what? Guilt, shame, evil. We need to unbind in the power of the Spirit. We just don't do this. This has to be done in the power of the Holy Spirit.
The whole ministry of Christ is a ministry of service. And after the resurrection, he asked Peter three times, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" And he said, "Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep, feed my sheep." Let me tend to people the brokenness of hearts, to unbind people, to bring hope, to bring joy, to set people free, or to help them to set themselves free through the power of Christ. And this calls for the spirit of service, to serve people as Jesus serves us. He said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as ransom for many." And so his whole life was full of service, and the Holy Scripture says that.
Service that begins with faith. Faith in Jesus, that we've had an encounter with the living God. And as a result of the encounter, he says, "Unbind my people." You can only do what has been done to you. How I have been unbound over the last 40 years. How I have been unbound over the last almost 50 years, having the baptism of the Spirit. How God has unbound me through people's prayers, through my prayer, and I can't tell you that I am completely unbound, but I know that to minister to people, we have to remember that we are broken and we help people who are broken. None of us are whole and entire, but Jesus Christ the Lord. The brokenness in me calls out to the brokenness in other people, that I would unbind them by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we need to unbind people. Especially people who are truly sick. And to be sick, there are so many things around the sick person. Emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Emotionally, where this sickness will end them, or will lead them. What they go through. And what they worry about, not only themselves, but also about their families. People coming to visit them. The money they spend on hotels, the money that they spend on transportations, all these go through them. People living in the hospitals, all the tests that they need to do, emotionally, people are suffering. And you and I are called to unbind them. People are also physically suffering and spiritually asking, "Where is God? Why me, God?" You and I, by faith, by love, I send to people to unbind them. What do we need to do? To be there in faith, to be there in hope. Be a symbol of hope, a symbol of faith, and a symbol of love. Be there with them, not to judge them for what they have done, but be present to them, be another Christ to them, to listen to them, to listen to their emotional stories, pains, and their agonies, to listen without judging them, to put ourselves in their shoes as if we are the sick people. We need to be there for them in that way, to be there with compassion, with forgiveness, and with love. We are also sent to be there with them by praying for them in faith, asking the Lord, who changes all things, who brings hope and life to people, to do the same. What happens in heaven will happen to the sick person. This is our mission. This is our task. And it is something that you can do, that I can do. It doesn't take much. It takes time. It takes faith. It takes love for God. It takes faith in Jesus Christ.
Now, praying with people unbinds people. Praying with people. We have the phone ringing at Holy Rosary asking for prayers. I get many prayers each day. I don't know why other people aren't praying, but they all come to Holy Rosary on the phone to pray for people. I was asked to pray for people who had, I believe, something wrong with asthma or whatever it was, and so I prayed for people. No, there was someone that had been in a coma, and I prayed that the Lord would wake her up, and He did. He did wake her up, and the woman called me back and said, Anna has been awakened. Jesus did it. Hallelujah. You see, this whole thing of sickness, I remember when I was 13, I started to take seizures, and I remember saying to God, why me? I haven't done anything wrong to people. I try to be a good person. I love you. Why me? And you know what? That was the wrong question to say. Why me? I didn't know why me. But you know what? A lady, friend of my mother's, gave me a green scapula, and I took that to my heart, that God would heal me through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I was healed by the grace of God through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And it was a green scapula. And I remember I kept that scapula as gold. I didn't want to lose it. Even when the string broke, I didn't want to lose it. And one day I lost it, and I knew that I didn't need it anymore, that God, through the Virgin Mary, had healed me. And so I'm telling you that we do cry out, why me? And the question is not why me, but God, unbind me. Send people to unbind me. Send people that will pray with me. Send people that will love me. Send people that will listen to me. You know, that's one of the things that people don't do anymore. They're too involved with their telephones. They're too involved with their whatever, their telephones and their whatever. And it's sad. It's sad that they don't listen to people. People need people to listen, even though they might be in tremendous agony of spirit, to listen to them and to listen with your heart, not giving them all the answers, because you see, the only answer is Jesus, but to listen to people, to listen to people. Do you listen to people? Do you listen to yourself? Do you listen to yourself? Do you know that you are in need? Do you know that you need to be unbound? Do you know that you need to be prayed with? You see, everyone does. Everyone does. But you see, do we avail ourselves to people who will pray with us, who will love us, who will listen to us, and who will unbind us by the grace of God? And we do it by the grace of God in the power of the Holy Spirit.
When we listen to people, we become one with them. Then we begin to understand where they are and we begin to understand ourselves. Listening is a gift. It's a gift that we can give to people. It doesn't take much, as I've said. It takes only time and faith, and you understand where people are. People have answers to their problems. They don't want us to talk to them. They want us to be there with them empathically. They want us to be there with them with the spirit of compassion and listen to what they have to say. Listen without judging them. And Jesus himself wants us to do the same, to listen to people and to listen to him. You remember at the Transfiguration, when Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John to the high mountains, and the disciples were covered with cloud, and the voice came and said, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." Now when we listen to Jesus, that will help us to listen to others. Just as when we know we are so much loved by Jesus, who died and rose again for us, then we can also love other people around us. But in this case, we are called to listen to the brokenness of hearts. Let me say this: each one of us has a story to tell. We have stories. Stories of our own lives, stories of our families, stories of our journeys, stories of our places of work. We have stories. We want people to listen to our stories. You want people who will not judge us to listen to our stories. You want people who will listen with love and care and attention to listen to our stories. And when they listen to us, we feel so happy that someone has listened to us.
You have a story, and I have a story, and the stories that we have are all different, but who will listen to us as we tell our story? The story is our life. The story is our life. Well, my story began at baptism, but you see, I was a little boy, timid and shy and not being played with by other people, and I was hurt. I was hurt. I didn't even know I was hurt. But you see, when I found the Christian community, oh, I found that I was home. I was home. That was when I was about 18 or 19 years old, that I was home. This was where I wanted to live from people who love Jesus, for people who know Jesus, for people who listen to each other. I remember being in a monastery just because I needed to pray and to be quiet at St. Joseph's monastery. And a lady came in this day, and I was just ready to just go to sleep because I was exhausted. And the lady said, "The brother sent me to see you. He said you can help me." So the last thing I wanted to do was to help her, to tell you the truth. I was exhausted. But I just said, "Okay, I will help you." And I started to ask her some questions. "How many children in your family?" She said, 23. I knew this was the root of it all. I said, "Where were you?" She says, "I was the youngest." I said, "What makes you feel guilty?" She said, "My mother was sick, and I went to visit her, but she wasn't that sick. So I said, 'I'm tired, I'm going home.' And when I went home, she died." And this woman blamed herself. Oh, she blamed herself. So we prayed that Jesus would be with her when she left the hospital, and that Jesus was with her mother when she died. And she was healed that day. Oh, yes, she was healed that day. But there was somebody there to listen to her. There was somebody there to pray for her. There was somebody there to care for her. Again, we have our phones and our computers, and we don't know what people are going through. Everybody's going through something different. We are not the Savior. Jesus is the Messiah. I am not the Messiah. But I can help people unwrap themselves, because I know what it is to be wrapped up in self. Because of God, I can do these broadcasts. Because of God, He's given us the anointing. Because of God, it's all about Jesus, not about me. So it's not about me. How did a no person get on radio all over the country? You see, how did it happen? Through the grace of the living God. That's how it happened. And how does it still happen? Through the grace of the living God. Yes, we've been on radio on WECE since 1984, on WROL since 1985, and we continue to proclaim the Word of God and that perfect, perfect name, the name of Jesus, that He is the one that helps us to unwrap each other and to help and to bathe their wounds in the love of the Holy Spirit.
The Lord Jesus wants us to be in the service to others, just as He Himself was in the service of others. He cures the sick. He saves people who are in trouble. Peter was drowning in the sea. He saved Peter. He saved him. A woman who had her son dead and was going to the cemetery, Jesus raised and brought hope to that woman. Lazarus died. Jesus raised Lazarus up to bring hope to Lazarus' sisters and life to Lazarus himself. His whole life was full of service. He fed people who were hungry. He was with the sick. He brought hope to people. And He died on the cross. He took our place to die on the cross. He wants us to do the same, to serve people around us. When we open our eyes right now, whom do we see that need our service? Whom do we see that we can bring hope and strength to, that we can go and listen and talk to, that we can pray in the name of Jesus, not your own name, not my name, but the name of Jesus? Jesus means the one who saves, to bring hope and strength to people, to tell people about Jesus, that Jesus loves and cares. Most of the time when I tell people, God loves you, what comes out is that I see tears from people's eyes. I would like to tell you today, wherever you are, wherever you are standing, wherever you are sitting, that Jesus loves you. He loves you just as He loves me. He loves you just as the Father has loved Him. He loves you so much. He is in love with you. And because He's in love with you, He is with you. He loves you so much, much more than we can ever imagine and we can ever understand.
There is a danger as we pray with people that we become their savior. We can never become their savior. We must lead them to the one who saves. His name is Jesus. And once I became the savior of this person, and I really went bonkers in my brain, I had to let it go. Because I, not the person, but I became the savior of this person, and I didn't have shoes to fit that. It talks in John 1:20, I am not the Messiah. You are the Messiah, Jesus. You are the one who heals the sick. I pray and I give them back to you. It is not my responsibility to make people whole. It's God's responsibility as we pray. Some people say to me, Father Tom, you're going to get proud that you talk about these miracles. And I say this, God knows how to keep me humble. God knows how to keep me humble. I know I cannot do these things. I know that it's only in the power of God's Holy Spirit that things can be done. But who will listen? Who will pray? You know, Isaiah said, send me. What are you saying? Are you saying, send me? Are you saying, oh, thank God for Father Tom? No, no, no. Father Tom can only do so much. What about you? Send me, Lord. Send me. Help me to be a person that unbinds people, that fills people with love. Help me to be a listener. And you listen not only with your ears, you listen with your heart.
Yes, you can pray for people. You can be in this wonderful service because you have the Spirit of God with you. We do not have to count on who and what you are, but we need to count on the power of the Spirit. Count on the cross where mercy and love meet. Count on that power of Jesus and allow that power to work through you. Let's not count on our sins, but to count on God's love and the power of the Holy Spirit that is at work, the Spirit that sanctifies, that heals. Jesus, quoting the prophet Isaiah in Luke chapter 4, says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." You are anointed by the sacrament of baptism and confirmation, that you are anointed. And we need to call the Holy Spirit also upon us to lead us, to enlighten us more and more, to bring hope to people. He said to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives. This is what we are saying, to unbind people. Unbind people. People who are in captivity. Sin can make us be in the captives. You have war captives, you have sexual captives, you have alcoholic captives, you have captives everywhere. You and I are sent to bring hope and strength to people around us, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. You and I are sent to do that, to claim this year acceptable to the Lord, because we are bringing hope and strength to people who are in captivity, to unbind people who are broken, to unbind the sick, the forgotten, the homeless, the alcoholics, and people that we see around our next door neighbor. We are to go there, to be with them, to listen, to love them, to tell them Jesus loves them just as he loves each one of us.
A couple of weeks ago, we were out with the homeless, and this young boy was weeping. And I asked, "Why are you weeping?" He says, "My first day out in the street. You know, if I had the sense of mind, I would have taken him to Holy Rosary and found a place for him. How I would find the place for him, I don't know. But it touched my heart. It touched my heart. This young boy, only God knows how he ended up on the street. Only God knows. And so what I did is what I could do. I offered Mass for him. And I asked God to do what he needed to do for this young boy. I didn't even know his name. But his tears spoke to me. His tears spoke to me. And I remember about 5 weeks ago, a woman said to me, "Pray for my daughter." She was homeless, the woman. And she said, "My daughter's in the hospital in a coma." And so we prayed that the Lord Jesus would wake her up. And what happened? The next week she said, "I want to see the priest because my daughter is awake and she knows us and she calls us by name." Yes, we unwrapped that mother that day. Even though she was a person that was homeless, God let her know that she counted in his presence.
So friends, today let's go and unbind people around, and let us know that Jesus is our defense. He defends us and he defends people. We are only there as a symbol of faith, hope and love for people that need us, that people who are broken, that people that we have to set them free by God's grace and by God's presence, and the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. This is our mission today. This is our task today, to be Christ-like to people around us.
The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it thou unto me according to your word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The dead man came out with his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, to you, to me, to us, unbind him and let him go. By the grace of God, may we hear this message today, that the Lord would send one person to us today that we would unbind through the power of the Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.